Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
We've sought new beginnings with Muslim communities around the world, one in which we engage on the basis of mutual interest and mutual respect and work together to fulfill the aspirations that all people share to live in peace and security. We must communicate clearly to Muslims around the world that Al-Qaeda offers nothing except a bankrupt vision of misery and death, including the murder of fellow Muslims, while the United States stands with those who seek justice and progress. The vast majority of Muslims reject Al-Qaeda. But it is clear that Al-Qaeda increasingly seeks to recruit individuals without known terrorist affiliations, not just in the Middle East, but in Africa and other places, to do their bidding.
That, of course, is President Barack Obama on Saturday speaking during a video address to the 7th U.S. Islamic World Forum meeting in Doha, Qatar, about the appointment of Rashad Hassan, a special envoy, to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. What is this Organization of the Islamic Conference? And why do we have a special envoy? This is not the first special envoy to this organization. President George W. Bush, in the last year of his administration, appointed a special envoy to this organization as well. What do we hope to achieve? Peace with Islam, peace with terrorism, or perhaps allies against terrorism? It's difficult to tell. We'll find out a little bit later here. In fact, in just a few minutes, Robert Spencer joins us, director of Jihad Watch. In about 10 minutes on Issues Etc., we'll spend some time talking about love in the Scriptures. Big theme. The whole chapter is devoted to it. One might even say whole books devoted to it. You can join us live this Monday afternoon, February the 15th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at issuesetc. Joining us to talk about President Obama's selection of a special envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference, Robert Spencer. He's a regular guest here on Issues Etc., director of Jihad Watch, a columnist for Human Events and Front Page Magazine. And he's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, The Complete Infidel's Guide to the Quran. Robert, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. Always happy to be here.
What can you tell us about this organization referred to in the press as OIC, the Organization of Islamic Conferences?
The Organization of the Islamic Conference is kind of the oddly named, that's the odd label for a very powerful organization that has increasing influence on the world stage. And it is 57 Muslim governments around the world, 56 nations, plus the Palestinian Authority. And it is the largest voting bloc since the collapse of the Soviet bloc at the UN. And so it's very influential and powerful. And it is a group that is dedicated to anti-free speech initiatives in the West. After the, you may recall a few years back, there were controversies, riots, innocent people killed over cartoons of Muhammad in a Danish newspaper. And all over the Islamic world, Muslims were enraged that these cartoons had been printed, and they protested against them. And the OIC took up that effort to the degree that they actually are pressing now at the UN for resolutions that will call on member states to criminalize criticism of Islam. And they include in that explicitly anti-terror investigations of the motives and goals of jihad terrorists. So that what they really want to do is make it impossible for us to speak honestly about jihad terrorism and thus be mute and defenseless in the face of it. And this is the organization that Barack Obama, as George Bush did before him, is sending an envoy to.
What do we know about the man he's named to that position?
The man he's named to that position is a very interesting fellow, really. Rashad Hussein is somebody who was praised by Barack Obama at the time of his appointment as being a hafiz of the Quran. A hafiz is somebody who has memorized the entire Quran. And I thought that was interesting that Barack Obama would hold that up as a virtue. I doubt that we would ever hear him say that it was good for somebody to have memorized the entire New Testament or something like that. It only seems to be Islam that he singles out for this kind of treatment. But in any case, Rashad Hussein, most disturbingly, is somebody who we have record now has spoken out in favor of Sami Al-Aryan, who was a leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, one of the most vicious and violent terrorist groups in the world. And he was convicted a few years back of being a leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad out of the University of South Florida, where he was a computer professor. And it was a big cause celebre for many years. Al-Aryan was held up as a sign of the viciousness of the Bush administration and prosecuting innocent people and so on. But then he pled guilty, and he is now serving time. He will ultimately be deported. Rashad Hussein spoke out and said he was being persecuted, that it was a politically motivated persecution, and so on. Now, you know, that in itself is not really so terrible. I mean, people like Phil Donahue were defending Sami Al-Aryan at the time. And so you could cut Rashad Hussein some slack about that if it weren't for something else that's very disquieting, and that is that the record of Rashad Hussein speaking out against the prosecution of Sami Al-Aryan has been expunged from the record. It appeared in a publication called the Washington Report for Middle East Policy, and now in the archives of the Washington Report, the Rashad Hussein reference to Sami Al-Aryan has been erased. And so it seems as if somebody realizes that there could be political fallout from the connection, the defense of Sami Al-Aryan by Rashad Hussein, and so they are covering their tracks. And it's the cover-up that troubles me more than the fact that he spoke out in favor of Sami Al-Aryan in the first place.
Do you think whether it is President Barack Obama or President George W. Bush, his predecessor, do you think it's wise to send an envoy to this organization, the Organization of the Islamic Conference?
No, I don't think it's wise at all. This is a group that, as I say, is set against the freedom of speech, is trying to muzzle criticism of Islam at a time when Islam is inspiring people around the world to commit acts of violence and terrorism. And so the idea that we ought to be reaching out to this group, and Barack Obama actually sent a message to the Secretary General of the OIC right after he became president saying he hopes that they could work together and he was looking forward to it, that's, I think it's a, just absolutely a drastically wrong-headed policy and one that is going to cause us trouble in the future.
How has the selection that the president has made of his envoy, Rashad Hussein, how has that played so far in the Muslim world, as far as you can tell?
Well, there's not a whole lot of – it happened very, very recently, and so there's not a whole lot of reaction coming out now so far. But generally what I've seen is that they're very pleased about it because he is somebody who is – understood as being very sympathetic to the Islamic cause. And here again, that can be a sign of trouble that we ought to be concerned about.
I'm curious, with only about a minute here before we wrap it up, Robert, the defense of this is going to be, if we do nothing with this organization represented there in the UN, if we do nothing with them, then they will continue to do what they do. At least if we have our foot in the door, we can perhaps talk more in terms of peace and mutual respect. Those are the terms the president likes to use in his address, rather than simply ignoring one another. What's your response to that?
Well, the problem is that you're dealing with a culture that in general understands that there's either weakness or strength, and that if somebody is reaching out in conciliation, he's weak. That's unfortunately the case, but it is the case. Because in Islamic law, for example, you only can ask for a truce with your enemy if you are weaker than your enemy, and you need time to gather strength. It's not the end of the war. It's just a little bit of a break so that you can gather strength to fight again more effectively. And so that's hardly the basis for a lasting peace. And it's the same kind of thing when we're seeing the reaction to Barack Obama's general outreach to the Muslim world among Muslims. They see him as weak and as somebody to be taken advantage of, and that is not a good basis for useful policy.
So has President Obama made inroads in the Islamic community? Is Cairo speech, this envoy, the other statements that he's made?
Yeah, it's completely consistent with that. This appointment is really – he actually mentioned his Cairo speech in appointing Rashad Hussein. It's all just of a piece with that appointment. I mean, with the with his overall policy of making nice to the Islamic world, pretending there's no war, and hoping to by that means end the war. It's an extraordinarily naive and wrongheaded policy.
With only about 15 seconds, what's this going to get us in the end?
It's going to get us more trouble. It's going to get us more attacks because weak people are seen as ripe for the plucking, and so they will continue to step up terror activities as well as stealth jihad activities to overwhelm our defenses in various ways.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch. He's a columnist for Human Events and Front Page magazine. He's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, The Complete Infidel's Guide to the Quran. You can purchase this book under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Robert, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend the rest of this hour on this Monday afternoon on Issues, Etc., talking about love in the scriptures. Pastor Bill Swerlow will be our guest. You've heard it often. It's kind of become boilerplate material for Bible class and for preaching on love. There are three kinds of love in the Bible, but is it that simple? And when we talk about the love that is exemplified in the love shown for us by God sending his own son, can we categorize it as simply as finding a good dictionary definition for the word agape? What does it mean to love? What does it mean to love one another? What does it mean that God loves us when, at the same time, according to his justice, he finds not only our sins but also us utterly repulsive? We'll talk about how God can love what he hates and what love means in the scriptures right after this. Pastor Bill Swerlow will be our guest.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article I've written titled Legalism and License. How are these two really the same error? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. journal. You can also read about Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's journey from liberal Lutheranism and navel-gazing evangelicalism to the external promises of God in Holy Scripture. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Calvary Lutheran, Elgin, Illinois. Advent Lutheran, Zionsville, Indiana. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Worth, Texas. Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon. St. John's Lutheran, Evanston, Indiana. Mount Calvary Lutheran, San Antonio, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Village Lutheran, Ladue, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa. St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.